Governor Brad Little used his State of the State speech to again denounce the actions of violent insurrectionists at the U.S. Capitol last week, in addition to announcing a massive proposed tax cut. James Dawson reports.
Little says last week's events in D.C. disturbed him.
Former President George W. Bush aptly described the events as fitting of a banana republic and not our democratic republic.
It's the second time he's denounced the violent insurrection that killed five people. But when asked of his endorsement of a lawsuit aimed at invalidating millions of votes, which was rejected by the U.S. Supreme Court, legitimized the debunked conspiracy theories that fueled the attack on the Capitol, Little said,
no.
Little also proposed nearly $500 million in tax cuts and more than $200 million in proposed infrastructure investments. But top Republicans are already clashing with his directives. For instance, House Speaker Scott Bedke says he won't accept state agencies testifying before the legislature virtually, which Little had urged in light of the pandemic.
And to think that this virtual process takes the place of face-to-face interaction is a disservice to constituencies. It's not the same. It's not as effective.
This morning, lawmakers are filing bills to cut down the governor's authority during an emergency and a proposed constitutional amendment to let them call themselves back into session during an emergency. James Dawson, Boise State Public Radio News.